Fran and AJ, maybe tell me a little bit about how you got involved in supplying teddy bears to EMS.
Well, that was AJ's baby more than mine. I just sort of got involved by association. So I'll let him tell you about how the teddy bear program started.
Okay, AJ.
Well, initially, I started on the ambulance in town here in '83, and over the first couple of years, noticed that we had nothing to hand out to sick kids or injured kids. So the wife, Fran, and I started to do a few yard sales to keep something on the ambulances. Now, you got to remember, at that time, there was only the Timmins service. It wasn't the Timmins district. So for years, we started to keep on the rigs. And then one night, went to emerge, and nurse says, "Oh, I wish you guys would have been here for a teddy bear." So I started keeping a bin full at the hospital and emerge. And from there, it ended up the x-ray department, the pediatrics department, and so on. So over the 29 years that we looked after the program, we probably gave out maybe 60,000 teddy bears.
That many. Wow. That's
Yeah.
amazing.
Because at one point, we were giving out almost 5 garbage bags a week through Emerge alone. And that would probably be about 100 or so teddy bears. And they used to have between 6,000 and 8,000 kids through Emerge every year.
Okay, now,
Yeah,
go ahead, Fran.
oh, I was just going to say it's really took on a life of its own because, word caught around, and then, the schools started doing drives. So that happened. One of the local government offices did a big competition drive in amongst their own departments. We had churches doing drives. So the numbers we were getting in just suddenly, sort of exploded. We stopped having to look at yard sales because what we were getting in was just, meeting everything that we needed.
And
Service Canada used to be one of our big providers, and for 10 years they did a drive every year. At the end of the last year, they ended up with almost 2,000 teddy bears they dumped in my garage in one dump. But they donated over 10,000 teddy bears.
that's amazing. So, Fran, you were, I guess, the doctor who would do surgery and clean up the bears that needed it. Am I right?
Well, we actually had no, because I'm lucky I can sew a button. So no, I was not the surgeon, but we had a couple lovely ladies in the community that if we've spotted ones that were still in excellent shape but had a broken seam or a broken arm or we would pass them along and they would do surgery for us and they would come back all fixed up and ready for distribution. But I think we saw almost every teddy bear going because we washed thousands and thousands of them here at home. We'd hang them on the clothesline. We I think we saw multiple teddy bears.
Hanging on the clothesline, that's an amazing image. AJ, I guess as a paramedic, you would know what a good tool a teddy bear would be for an upset child to calm them down, make them easier to treat, and to calm the parents down.
Well, it's just an amazing device that I remember doing a call at the Foliette where there'd been a car accident. Mom was hurt. Little girl wasn't hurt, but was scared stiff. Got her in the back of the ambulance. I was looking after mom, and I gave her a teddy bear. And I said, "Here, you can play with the teddy bear." So by the time we got back to Timmins, she was able to talk to me and tell me a story about her teddy bear.
Nice. And so mom would have calmed down too.
Well, mom was really not was hurt enough that she wasn't paying attention,
Okay.
but like I say, there are multiple stories I could tell you about how it's helped one little girl that was going to Sick Kids Hospital years ago. We brought her out to the airport, and I gave her my last 18-inch plush teddy bear. And we get to the airport, freezing rain, can't fly. So we come back, put her back in the merge, the old Timmins District Hospital, and I'm working night shift. I come back after another call looking for her, and here she is sleeping snuggled with the teddy bear, and Dad's sleeping on the floor underneath her bed. And then we're waiting for a plane to get back out.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Well, not just the kids, but I mean the seniors as well, right? The seniors just, you know, loved the teddy bears. I mean, I think we had a lady that was upstairs at the hospital who had them lined up on her windowsill of her room. Like, she just, you know, those were her friends.
Yeah, for sure. So eventually, when the paramedic service went district-wide, did you supply the bears to all the ambulance bases?
Yeah. We started out bringing a big bag full to each base so that they would have a stockpile and always would have stuffed animals in their rigs. We had to make sure that they were small enough size to fit into the cupboard for sanitation reasons. Like I say, when COVID hit, that's when we stopped the program because we couldn't hand them out anymore. And the ambulances took them off at that point because people were scared about getting something from the stuffed animal. But, I mean, for the 29 years that we ran it, it was incredible. It was a lot of work. Like when Service Canada would dump 1,800, 2,000 teddy bears, I would start on Monday morning, and Fran and I wouldn't finish till Friday night checking teddy bears.
It was crazy, but we were so happy. So when COVID happened, we thought, well, you know what, this might be a good time. You know, we'd done it for quite a bit of time, and we thought, well, maybe now's the time to just sort of, you know, let it go. But we were thrilled that the Rotary Club contacted us, and one of the ladies came over. We explained to her what, you know, how we'd been running it, and they took it over, and it's been going well.
Yeah, it has been going really well. Samantha works here at the radio station.
Yeah, Samantha. Yeah. We're so happy. I've been seeing some of their Facebook posts, and I know they're doing some drives through the high school, and it's like, oh my God, we're just so thrilled that it's taken on a life again.